Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
I'm hearing you in the room, not through the show.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic?
All right. What's up, y'all? This is the Ass Road. Well, no, this is Down and Dirty Show. Down and Dirty 101. This is Trey Lavish kicking it off right now. Rosebud will be on the show. I got here a little late, so I hooked up some stuff kind of late, so he's getting patched in right now. But until then, I will be talking to y'all until he gets on here. But Rosebud will be on the show. We're just getting patched in right now. So, you guys, I hope you guys have been out there checking out these YouTubes. Rosebud has been dropping some mad science on that, man. If you guys have not been catching that, you guys have been missing out on some hot shit. Because more than ever, you get to hear Rosebud kick some stuff on the fly when he's feeling it. And, man, he's kicking some real hot shit, okay? Now, me personally, from doing these courses, I have been inspired to get out here and smash on some of these holes more than ever. And I've been highly successful. I'm doing my thing, and I'm really getting it in, okay? And, Rosebud has been coaching me step by step. And, there has been some kinks in my game, but he's definitely keeping your boy on point. Now, I hope you guys who want to be players or who want to be pimps out there, call in to the show, and you guys have plenty of questions. This is the only time you get to sit down with a living legend who has all the answers. The man did it. He lived it. He's been there. So I don't see why you guys would not have any questions for this guy, because this guy has definitely something to say, okay? Now, you guys can look me up for any of my web design skills. So I'm over there at artdistrictdirect.com. That website will show you all the skills that I have in e-commerce. I've been getting a lot of orders lately, and I'm hella bogged down. I wish it was 12 of me, but there's not. So I'm hella busy right now. Also doing Rosebud stuff. You could also look at my other website, which is treylavish.com. Now, I set that website up, so it looks like a, let's say if you went to Victoria's Secret or something like that. I also have sites that cats have just to show a female that he's doing things, you know what I'm saying? So, now, with no further ado, yo man, the living legend, Rosebud Bitter Dough.
What's up? God damn it, man, this fucking technology bullshit. I ain't no sense to be trying to blame you, no shit. I just don't know how to do this shit. Hey, you know this, bud? This is motherfucking Down and Dirty Show. We finna kick about this shit. A lot of shit is going on. A lot of stuff. Got the, hey, Trey, I forgot to show you that shit, man. Got that goddamn, the gear in. And I'm going to start posting pictures and shit tomorrow. And once I really get everything, I didn't actually go pick up the SWU shit, but everything else was here. So with no further ado, let's go on and get busy with the show. You guys know you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget my name has two D's in it for a double dose of this goddamn wisdom that I'm going to be sharing. And you know you call in. 657-383-0809, goddammit. Every fucking show we have, I want to kick it about real problems in the most serious way. Dudes I know experience, you know, just problems in relationships, and most of it have to do with what women have grown to think of men these days. I mean, I don't know what you guys hear. Somebody hit me. Let me hear what you guys think, women think of men today, especially the kind of men you are or the kind of men you say you want to be. I really would like to know what women think of dudes like you when you tell them that. You know why? Because the thing about it is it's just so obvious how weak you guys are when it comes to, I don't mean to try to tell you to handle a bitch by grabbing her and, you know, throwing her around and all that kind of goddamn shit, you know, but I'm telling you, if you guys would understand how to handle a woman, you would get a lot more respect from that woman, and more than likely from any woman she talks to about you, because that's a big that's a big missing element in this goddamn shit y'all doing. Kissing. See, you motherfuckers, I would believe 9 out of 10 of you don't even kiss a bitch, don't hug a bitch. I mean, so much stuff that you're missing because of your inferiority complex. You're inferior, and it's not inferior to the woman. It's inferior to your image of a man. You know, you have a complex. Now, I'm sure somebody got something to say about it, and looks like 646 is right there on time, so I'm going to come at you right now. What's up, 646? Wait a minute, I didn't get you. There you go, I got you. What's up?
What's happening, man? I'm calling to answer that question.
Come on.
Yeah, who cares what a bitch thinks?
Who cares what a bitch thinks?
Yeah.
And you got a lot of noise in the background, but I want to talk to you. So can you go somewhere else where you don't have so much noise?
I'll call you right back in 1 minute. I'll press one in 1 minute.
All right.
And what he does, and I got a little something. I've experienced a couple women in my lifetime where they don't even like to kiss. And I was kicking my boys. I was like, man, how do you? Because I'm an intimate kind of cat. I like to kiss. I just like you. But I've had dudes that say they have full relationships with women and barely kiss them at all, which to me I find strange.
Hey, man, that's very strange. Hey, you there, Trey?
Yeah, I'm here. That dude's still there with the loud phone in the background.
Yeah, well, he said he's going to call back and press one, so I just got him out. But, man, see, it's not that the broads don't like kissing. It's that the dude that she's talking to or the dudes that she's been, kissed in the past didn't know how to kiss. And that's what I'm saying. Instead of learning how to kiss, these motherfuckers just, you know, I don't be kissing no bra, you know, talking that stupid shit. Let me tell you something, man. When I was young and I was trying to learn how to kiss, we had to practice. You wanted to know what I practiced on, Trey?
What was that?
You ain't, none of y'all gonna believe this, but I practiced on my wrist. I sure did. Before I was brave enough to kiss a broad, I was kissing on my wrist, you know, moving my tongue all on my wrist and shit, you know, and call myself kissing. And then when I fucking kissed for the first time and stuck my tongue in that bitch mouth, man, my dick immediately got hard, man. And it's been hard every motherfucking since. And what I'm trying to say, every one of you guys are missing something that's very important, and you don't think it's important because you're afraid of it, and that's intimacy. You guys have a problem with intimacy. You're very insecure, So you rather just do a quick fucking, you know, woo-woo, be gone, don't get a bitch shit. You can't make love to her. You ain't about to try to make love to no bra. So, you know, what you talking about make love? See, I'm just, it just really gets me. Because what you don't understand is you shortchanging the women. And what the women are doing is simply finding their own pleasures in other ways, mostly bulldagging and dyke-ass ways, but these bitches got toys. You motherfuckers are going to go for that virtual reality bullshit, and pretty soon you're going to have artificial intelligence and a motherfucking, you're going to buy a doll, and you motherfuckers are all going to stay home because that doll pussy going to come and that doll going to say, yes, daddy, all that goddamn shit to you, and you're going to feel good because that's all you want to do. You guys don't want to really earn nothing. Why would you let a full-fledged, warm-blooded woman tell you that she don't like to kiss? The only way you would let that go is if you know your goddamn breath stink or you just don't know how to kiss your motherfucking self. So, I mean, come on, man. It's got to be, you know, a little more to you guys than what we're seeing. 318, what's up with you? Come on, what's wrong with this? Hey, this motherfucker, I better use my other computer. 8318, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Rose, boy? What's going on, man? Hey, I just called. All
right.
I heard that caller. I heard him say something about, you know, I never heard nothing about no girl, like, not wanting to kiss. So, I mean, if I was him, I would have immediately, you know, knew something was up with that. Because, I mean, I never heard some stuff like that, man.
Well, you know, it's not really that you heard of it or not. Is that what you going to do about it? Are you just going to sit there and listen to it? Let's say you had a woman tell you that. What would you tell her?
Hey, well, that to me, that would be like a challenge. You know, if she said, oh, I don't like kissing, well, I'd be like, oh, I bet, you know, once you get done with me, you'll love kissing.
Yeah, my experience with that, it wasn't more of somebody was saying it. It was a more of I've seen it. I've seen where dudes, it seems like they're not intimate at all with the chick, but they have some kind of, they do have a sexual relationship.
Oh, yeah, I mean, once they're with somebody,
it's like, where did you, there's no kissing, there's no, and then I ask the question, like, yo, man, you don't kiss your bitch, is your bitch not like to kiss, or I've been with bitches that really, like, they're not really receptive to kissing, but they down to fucking shit, but, and do other things.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
the thing,
like,
though, they mess with somebody that don't kiss them or, you know, make them, that makes them like kissing, then, you know, coming to somebody else new, like yourself or something, you know, they may be expecting, like, the same level of, you know, intimacy as the guys before them, you know.
Right.
No. I mean, I'm not saying you guys are wrong, but, man, women, they tell you shit like that so you can kiss them. But you don't understand a challenge. Neither one of you, I can hear in what you're saying, neither one of you really understand that type of challenge. What I'm saying is,
well, that's
where
what
is the
saying. I said I would see that as a challenge, though.
Yeah, but you don't understand that type of challenge. It ain't too much to say. It's what you do. You know, it's things that you do as you say that shit. You know, the motherfucking bitch talking about she don't like kissing. And the first thing you got to ask her about is, do you don't like my lips or something? She's going to say, no, you got good lips. You know, you got to ask her about breast smacking. She's going to say, no, you know, she's going to say no to all that shit. And as you're saying that shit, you're easing up on that bitch. And then at the same time, when you get close enough, you start to say, then you say something like, you're going to love kissing after fucking with me. And as soon as you say it, stick your tongue in her mouth and see what the fuck the bitch do.
Hell yeah.
What I'm saying is bitches want to be handled, period. They want to be handled. Now, in a doggone relationship, she wants to be handled too, but it's not the same kind of handle.
Hey, I got something to add to that about the relationship part because, you know, I've been with a girl before, and, you know, she told me, she was like, and I knew it was bullshit from the very beginning, and she was like, oh, I don't like rough sex. You know, I just like taking it slow and making love. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, as soon as I get her in the bed the first time, she never wanted to go back to doing that kind of crap.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cool. That's cool, man. But what I'm trying to do is a lot of people out here
I mean, they're interested in your sexual exploits, you understand, and I would be too on another occasion. But I'm just saying, you know, we want to know how to handle women. That's what we're talking about. So what I'm saying, what you did was cool. But what I'm saying, all you guys listening, you better understand when a woman challenges you. If she don't like kissing, if a woman don't like kissing, she ain't about to say it. You just ain't going to get to kiss her. All it is to it. If she don't like it, you ain't going to get to do it. You're going to have to grab her cheek, and she going to move her cheek then, and you should really know. Well, you damn near raping the bitch. Nah, motherfucker, trying to kiss her. Don't nobody want to, you know, fuck that damn. Don't nobody want to kiss you that bad bitch. You know, I mean, I might not call her that, but that's what I'll be thinking in my mind. And if she say something stupid, I'm going to call her a bitch. But, you know, if she just acting, you know, whatever, has some kind of reservation, I'm going to put the charm on her motherfucking ass. You know? But now, I ain't scared to use my hands. I'll touch that bitch on her nose. I'll touch that bitch, you know, where she ain't thinking about a motherfucker trying to touch her. As soon as I see a grin, I know she understands. That's all you got to look for. When a bitch make a statement like that in your mind, all you need to do is make her laugh. Not laugh at a joke, but make her blush or that kind of laugh. And you in there because you ain't scared of that bitch because she says she don't like her kiss. That's what she looking for, a motherfucker. Oh, I don't really want to kiss either, baby. You know, you could go for anything kind of motherfucker. What, man?
Hey, man, back a few years ago, I'm pretty young. You know, I got out of high school a few years ago. And back then, I was messing with this chick, and, you know, she tried to play like she didn't like having sex with nobody, and she didn't like, she wasn't a dirty girl, nothing like that. And so one day, like about several days after we first started talking and dating, you know, I was flirting with her, moving it up the ladder, you know, escalating. And one night I got on the phone, man, I had her playing with herself, everything. And the next morning she woke up texting me, "Oh my God, I never done that to nobody before. I'm so embarrassed," like blah, blah, blah. And I was
"Hey, bro, that kind of shit, this ain't no sex show. This ain't none of that, man. If you got something to offer, fine, but I don't want to hear your sex exploits. Because let me just tell everybody, what I'm trying to get you to understand is when a woman ain't going to do something or don't do something, she just don't do it. You know, anything they say they don't do, they're challenging you to it. All you got to do is stand up to it. I don't really like doing woo, 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 woo. Then she ain't going to do it. But if that motherfucker come out, I don't like kissing on the first date, she wouldn't have never said it. Because when you tried to kiss her, she just wouldn't have. And if you didn't get the message when you talked to her the next day, she might have said something. But she ain't going to say it right there. She's just going to let you know, by her actions. So what I'm saying, fellas, you got to learn body language, fellas. You got to know how to read that shit. I got a tool for it. I have a serious tool for body language.
All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and head back inside. Go ahead and head back inside.
Hey, man, good shit, brother. Good shit, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
A motherfucker that, you know, thinks with the wrong head, he in trouble. You know, so you guys got to quit thinking with your dick head. You got to think with your fucking thinking head. You know, you got to think about everything I'm saying throughout this goddamn broadcast tonight, because shit, it's really, I am getting ladies that are instant messaging me instead of getting on my show. I tell them all to get on the show, but they kind of scared to get on the show because, you know, like, what, you think I'm a bite? No, it's not really you. I just don't want to, you know, just whatever, bitch, what? And they be saying how to get dudes to be more manly. You know, they be basically saying dudes, at first when they talk to them, they, you know, they kind of hard or whatever. But then after they say catch them, they become their best friend. And they become their girlfriend. You know, to all kind of silly shit. Now, you guys might think you're giving the bitch space or whatever these today mans do. But that's what I'm telling you. It's wrong. Today's man make you a motherfucking punk. And when you are a punk, you're going to sit there and accept shit. When a woman wants to deal with a man, she's not going to do what a man does. A man will walk up or he'll, you know, however, come at her. A woman hints or give you some kind of innuendo, some kind of way that you know it. Now, if she really forward and she didn't gave you this action and you don't come fuck with her, she might come up to you. That's a very forward woman. But there's not many women like that. So what I'm saying is if you see your action, I mean, if you don't see your action, you liable not to get no more that night. That's why you got to see everything. And when you see it, you got to get at it. And what does that consist of? But you see, the shit I talk to you about is real shit, real things that's going to help you build yourself into machines. That's what you're going to end up being, a machine. A machine that knows what it wants. I want you to become alpha men who want to get something from every woman you get a chance to meet. It's not pussy. It's not money. It could be a confirmation that what you were saying to her will work. So, you know, you got to want something from every woman. You can't just talk to women. You know, now, I might say, man, you know, I'm going to come at this bitch like I'm a motorcycle rider. You know, and I come up saying some motorcycle shit. And if the bitch go for that shit and I end up leaving without her, I'm going to be thinking, damn, man, I could play that. You know, and I'll be thinking some way that I got something from that bitch, which was her letting me know that motorcycle shit worked if I play it. Which I don't never, you know, play no shit like that because I ain't been on the motorcycle in my life. But I hope you know what I mean. So, if you take the time to learn women, you're going to realize sex should be something to complement what you have going on with that motherfucking woman. So, and just because we on the Down and Dirty Show, and I'm talking this square-ass motherfucking shit, you motherfuckers better wake up. Because this shit is what you missing. You don't know nothing about a woman. How you going to have a bitch and this bitch going through all this sexual activity out here tricking and you don't know how to make that bitch feel like you can love that bitch or you can make her feel love through sex? It's a sex game you in. So if you don't know shit about sex, you already finna lose. You got to have these motherfucking women. So if you don't know shit about women and you don't know shit about sex, what kind of motherfucker do you think you showing this bitch? I mean, I get it all the time. You guys can lie to yourselves. You can fake on yourselves, however you want to do it. You know, I don't give a fuck what you do. The only thing I give a fuck about is if you do the right thing. And the right thing is to learn how to be a motherfucker instead of pretending to be one. You guys are all pretenders pretending to be Superman. You know, and I know you all say that, you know, you want to get to know a woman before all that intimacy stuff. But do you really try to get to know the motherfucking woman? You guys, I mean, me personally, look, bitch, in my mind, I don't really say this, but in my mind, I'd be saying, look, bitch, all that getting to know you shit can happen after the motherfucking intimacy, because my main thing is, bitch, I'm taking that pussy game away. Otherwise, you ain't playing no pussy games on me. You ain't finna make me wait on no pussy for nothing, period. If you ain't coming over here to let me fuck you, don't come over here. I don't give a fuck about getting to know you till after I fuck you. And I ain't a kind freak. I just know if you let the pussy hang over your head, the bitch gonna take you all over the place, make you walk all through the park, you know, feed the ducks and the birds and all that motherfucking shit before she even lets you kiss her. I get all that shit out the way. And if you don't like it, bye. I could get in. I could motherfucking get to know you way after I bust your pussy out. Shit. I ain't gonna get to know you until I bust your pussy out. All that shit you saying ain't even true to me. Because most times women are lying. You never fucking know who she really is until you fuck the bitch. After you fuck that motherfucking bitch and you know, you get to talking to her, she get to telling you a whole bunch of different shit than she told you at first. That's just the way the shit go. All right, I see you, 409. I'm finna come get you, right, motherfucking now. I'm fucking with the wrong computer. Oh, yeah. There you go, man. What's up?
What's up, bud? This is Jarvis, man.
Jarvis, what's happening with you?
Hey, I just caught on to the show. I just got on the show, man. So I was just wanting to know, like, what y'all talking about tonight?
We talk about bitches, man. That's what we talking about tonight, man. So, you know, just listen in. You know, you hear something I say that sparks some kind of question in you, press one, and we can kick it unless you got a question there.
No, I ain't got no question. Since I just got on, I wanted to know what y'all was talking about.
Well, we talking about why bitches are like they are. Most so far, which we just started, is all about you motherfuckers being soft. And everybody be talking that goddamn shit, but they don't really understand. Bitches are bitches. And if you can't romance that bitch, if you don't know how to kiss that bitch, if you don't know how to touch that fucking bitch, you ain't gonna have that motherfucking bitch. Now, that's what we talk about, bro.
Okay, well, I just joined in, so if I got some questions, man, I'm gonna push the one, man.
For sure. All right, you back in. What's going on, 202?
Hey, what's up, Rose, bud? Trey Lavis, what's poppin'?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, well, first of all, I just wanted to let both of you know, man, it's an honor and a privilege to be on the phone with greatness. To both of you two, hopefully, iron is sharpening iron, and I can get sharper like you two are. But first, Rose, but I just want to let you know, I've seen you in American Pimp, but I found out about this show you doing through that interview with Michael Maroy, Way Out of Your Nap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Watching that interview, not just the way you talk, but I looked at your surroundings where you did that interview, and your house was fucking spotless. And it motivated me to get my shit right. So
I'm glad you seen that, brother.
Yeah, I look in them backgrounds of people's pictures, man. So your shit always on 1,000, man. It motivates shit out of me. But I had a question for you. Years ago, I heard this story about this round table in L.A. back in the day. Some hot shit happened on the Blade, and I heard that Fred Price was at this round table. So I just want to know if you had heard that story, if you heard about him being a pimp back in the day.
Fred Price, the minister?
Reverend?
Yes.
The minister, I did not hear about the round table you're talking about. I've never heard. This is the first time. But I heard Price was out there before, but I don't know if it's true, so I can't confirm it. Let me say something though. I do know Paul Foster, who was my uncle, who was out there. But okay, he flipped and goddamn really turned into a minister. So what I'm saying, I'm gonna say two things. The first thing is I ain't really, you know, with motherfuckers from the game going into the religious talking about being ministers, because that just, you know, play with the ministers being shysters and shady and shit. Now, but at the same time, Reverend Price, I mean, you know, that motherfucker, I remember one time he said he had a Rolls Royce for every day of the week. So, I mean, come on, that don't really sound like no minister to me. But I can't say nothing about him because I ain't really followed, you know, looked into him or nothing. But I remember him saying he had a Rolls Royce for every day of the week. Now, well, what motherfucker need that? I don't know. But
yeah,
if he needed, he needed.
It's confident. Now, like he talked.
I grew up in that church.
Oh, you went to Crenshaw?
Yeah, I went to the Crenshaw Christian Center when I was a youngster. My grandmother was a member of that church, and I used to go there all the time.
Okay.
Well, what you got on that motherfucker?
Really, I couldn't tell you. All I knew that was supposedly he was a womanizer, but other than being a pimp, I don't know anything about that.
See, what I'm saying is ministers get that jacket, and he could have been because he was, or he could have been labeled that because people knew he was a womanizer, you know, because he got all these women, he a pimp, you know what I'm saying? I don't really go with that kind of stuff, you know. That's, you know, if he was, he was. If he ain't, he ain't. I know I ain't. I know I was. So let me go back to the show unless you got another question, bro.
Oh, no, that's it, man. Just want to just thanks, take my call.
All right, brother. See, I'm the kind of nigga, you know, if you follow what I talk with you about, you will begin to see the power of your fucking dick. Not because you can drill on a bitch all night, but because that bitch is going to want it, have such desire for it, that when you issue it out to her, you're just going to have her. Your dick should be used as a tool to put an emphasis on how bad you are. You know, sexing a woman up is a pleasure both of you motherfuckers should deserve. I mean, shit. Of course, you know, nigga want to fuck a bitch, woo-woo, whatever. I'm like that, too. I get out there, you know, see a bitch I like, you know, get at that motherfucker, she give me some action. And don't come to my house, bitch. I'm going to them guts. But what I'm saying is I know that once I go in them guts and let that bitch out the house, fuck that bitch. Why? Because I ain't trying to meet a motherfucking bitch to be the bitch of my life. Because I will meet a bitch that's the bitch of my life on an accident. Let me ask you something. Do you ever run into any woman or any women who want to give their pussy away for nothing? I mean, Trey, have you ever run into a woman like that?
That want to get? No. There's always some ulterior motive, it seems like.
Well, do any of you guys ever see or hear of a woman who rides around looking for a dude to give her a pussy to just because she's horny, like, you know, a lot of dudes do?
No.
No, you never hear that. Women are trained to use their pussy as something to manipulate a man into thinking he should be. They're trained from early girl, I mean, like 7 years old. Have you ever thought of who actually does the most work in the bedroom? Who do the most work in the bedroom?
It is the man.
Tit for tat is the way you imagine this shit goes, but the average woman only gets involved responding to what you do or what you make her feel. So what I'm saying is you don't never look at the bitch as something that really inspires you to come. You just, as long as your dick hard and you pump it a few times, you're going to come in that bitch. That's good enough for you. At the same time, you let her tell you that you're not inspiring her. You're not making her feel this. That's because she's using her pussy. She's using it to manipulate you into doing any goddamn thing she wants you to do. Tit for tat. It's never like that. Have you ever saw a woman who tried her damnedest not to come? I mean, there are women that do that. But what I'm saying, you probably ain't ran into one. But I know every time you fuck a bitch, you be trying not to come. That's because you can't control your dick. That bitch controls her pussy. Even if she can't control common or nothing, she controls her pussy. 646, I see you. What's up?
Yeah, I'm the brother that called in to answer that first question.
You.
I told
you
I called back. Yeah,
right.
The first question was something about what we think about how women feel about the men today. And I said, who gives a fuck what the bitch think? Because I ain't thinking about what the bitch think.
Let me ask you this, bro. You said you was at, you didn't say you was at work. Where was you, at home or something like that?
No, I was at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. In reality, I'm the first motherfucker to say fuck what a bitch think. But why do you say that?
Why do I say fuck with the bitch thing?
Yeah.
Because I don't care what the bitch thing, as far as regards to that question that you asked.
Wait, man. What I'm saying is, if you don't care what the bitch think, you saying you be having your way with bitches whenever you want to.
That's what I'm saying. And if I don't,
okay,
I ain't fucking with them.
All right, I ain't mad at you, man, because that's basically how I am. So what I'm saying is, if that's the truth, it's the truth. What you listening to the show for?
Say that again?
I said, what you listening to the show for?
Because I like picking up any crumbs of game I can from Rosebud, that's why.
Oh, okay. So, well, I ain't gonna fuss you out about that, man. If your motherfucking ass can sit there and say that you get what you want from women, or you not fucking with them, and you really tell them the truth, then I don't do nothing but shoot kudos out to you, bro. Because that's how
right
you're supposed to be. If it ain't your way, you fuck them.
Right on.
All right, man. Be cool. 786, I see you there. What's up?
What's up, bud? LP, man. What's good with it? Hey,
LP, what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, I say the same thing, you know, fuck with a bitch. But the reason why I say it is because my thoughts is the only thoughts that really matter, you know what I'm saying? I let the broad see my thoughts and let her move in the direction I want her to go in. You know, she basically move off me, and I don't move off her. That's how I look at it.
Well, let me tell you something, man. Now, 646, I got to get you back. 646,
yeah, I'm here.
What did you hear in that second answer?
I heard the second answer that he was focusing on him and he was giving you more of a reason why he don't give a fuck about what the bitch think.
So, what I'm saying is, do you think your answer was as good as his answer, or worse, or better, or what?
I think my answer was just as good. I said it simple as possible.
Listen, let me tell you something, man. I think his answer was better because as he told his answer, he went right into why, and the best reason why you don't give a fuck about what a bitch say is because it's all about what you say. Now, you did say that. You said, fuck what she thinking, man. If she ain't thinking what I'm thinking, fuck her. I said like that, too. So I'm not saying what you said wasn't cool. I'm saying for information and for, let's say, my audience, it was better to hear the reason he gave, so that motherfuckers can goddamn focus on themselves. You know, you said what you said in a selfish type way, which is good. You know, the second caller said what he said in a conceited type way, which is good, because I believe in both, being selfish and conceited. So I'm not saying in reality who was right or who was wrong, but I can make a choice about which answer I liked. And I liked his answer for the reasons I said. But both of you motherfuckers was on it. And the reason I pulled you back in, 646, is so that I could explain selfish and conceited. Your answer was selfish. Fuck her. I don't give a fuck what the fuck she's thinking about. Your answer was selfish. And you were saying, fuck her. I don't give a fuck what she thinking about. His answer was conceited because my shit is the only shit that matters. I love both of them. And the best way would be to combine both those things. That's what I want to tell you guys. Combine, I mean, in your actions, in your words. Just combine that shit. You two got 786. Sound like you got my shit, do you?
Yeah, I got your shit, man.
Okay,
hey, I've been applying it too, man. You know, hey, I got a story too.
Hold on,
all right,
go ahead. 646. 646. It don't sound like you have it.
No, I don't.
Now, I heard what I heard as far as who had it and who didn't through the answers that you guys gave, but not that one was right or wrong. One was better and more focused and more to the point than the other. Way more focused, way more about himself. And that's the one I chose that I like, which 786 had. So all I'm saying to both of you is good shit, but 646, you could use this shit that I got. The reason you could use it is because I don't think you know really why. I'm not saying you don't. I don't think you know why you're like you are. Unless you do. Do you?
Yeah, I know why.
Why?
Because I'm selfish and conceited.
Okay. I ain't going to argue with you. That's good. Both of you guys. Good shit. Hey, 404, come on. Oh, that's motherfucking Boss Hogg. Nigga, what's up?
You did. Yeah, man, what's happening? I'm listening in to the tail end of what's happening here, man. Yeah, no, a brother
hey,
being selfish.
Don't worry about
TV
it. Listen, man, listen, listen. I did a video today, and the reason I wanted you to call in was because I didn't really do the video to promote you. But once I start, I mention your name and shit, you know, I'm glad you called because I want you to give your information out right quick. Because I did a video talking about Boss Hogg. You motherfuckers want to hear this 2017 goddamn shit. You know, I'm motherfucking 1960, you know. This motherfucker 2017, you might want to hear a version. Hey, what's up, man? Give them your info.
Hey, man, y'all can hit me direct at 404-207-5640. Call or text. 404-207-5640. You know what I mean?
And I know you ain't got a whole bunch of time, but let me just say this. What I really like about that is that motherfucker giving you the direct line. God damn. Hey, Boss Hogg, what you be kicking about?
Oh, man, cold game. There's always cold on a bitch jacket. It ain't going to be nothing else, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that new age soft shit. You know what I mean? It's always about asking, but I want to keep them for a lifetime, though. So all you niggas that ain't up in the romance and the bitch, you're going to lose the bitch. Y'all ain't romancing the bitch, you're going to lose the bitch, nigga.
I'm trying to, these motherfuckers don't kiss a bitch. These motherfuckers don't do shit with a bitch.
I'm
man,
trying
but
to tell you,
her,
man, nigga, I caught a bitch just a couple of days ago, man. First thing I did was kiss that motherfucking bitch in the mouth. You did. These niggas, that bitch wasn't used to being kissed.
Hey, nigga, you trying to talk that bitch, huh?
Man, I'm trying to tell you, Jack, take the tongue from the root, Jack. You feel me? And I met up with this old uptight nigga. You know what I'm saying? For sure, you know I served him, man. You know what I'm saying? Not kissing the bitch, not romancing the broad. You niggas is crazy. You look at the You look at the music them niggas was playing back in them 70s, man. It was all romance on the bitch. That bitch was in love. And all them niggas in the 70s, you look at the difference between in the 70s and today, them niggas was having them bitches 20, 30, 40 years. And niggas nowadays having the bitch 2 and 4 months, okay? There's a difference there. Nigga, the romance has been lost.
Hey, they didn't lost it, man. And don't give it all up, man. Yeah. I know you deep as fuck, man. And that's what they're going to get from you from the 2017 point of view. And, hey, all you guys, it's Boss Hogg Macaroni. He ain't my turnout, but I know I've been knowing the nigga 15, 17 years. And we've been kicking rawly since then. So that's that. And I'm vouching for this nigga. So hit this nigga. Hey, man, I'm going to let you go, man. I know you're
romancing.
Did that new one show up?
Man, I got the bitch here right now, Jack. I got to get back to romance as soon as I get off with y'all ass. You did. Yeah, I don't plan on losing that, man. I don't know about y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, hit me, man.
You know it, baby. That's Boss Hogg. Hey, 876, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, bud?
Nothing, what's happening?
To that question about not giving a fuck what the bitch think, right? I have to say, I do give a fuck what the bitch think, because if she's not thinking that I'm the shit, that means that there's some shit wrong with my game. You see me? I need to fix that. So I can't say I completely don't
give a
fuck.
Now, that make a lot of sense too, bro. Come on, man. Hey, wait a minute, you guys. You remember the last two said they don't give a fuck what a bitch think. And I said, oh, man, that's dope. Woo, woo, woo. He said, this man is saying the exact opposite. And I'm saying, man, that's dope. I can hear that too. Woo, woo. So tell me where you coming from. If she ain't, if you care what she think, because if she ain't sprung or whatever, something you ain't doing right, right?
Yeah, some shit in my game loose, and I need to fix that, because the other, if she think that, then who's to know that the other bitch might think the same shit, you get me?
Well, look, on the one hand, what you said is dope. But your reasoning wasn't. Because what I'm saying is you care about what the bitch is thinking
too much.
Because what she's thinking is definitely going to lead to wherever you're trying to go if she's thinking right. So you want to make sure she's thinking right because you're a selfish bastard and you want what you want. But now, as far as the next bitch, fuck the next bitch. I might not even say this. You know, I'm going to be the same way, straightforward, but, you know, I might not say nothing like what I said to the last bitch. But you're right. You do care because you want the motherfucker to be thinking what you want him to think. That's the reasoning behind it. You care because you want a bitch following your lead. You know,
yeah,
the only way you can see that is by what she's thinking shows what she's going, you know, through what she does. Those man, we kicking shit here tonight, Trey. Hey, I'm put you back in, bro. All
right,
786. I see you back. What's happening?
Oh yeah, man. No, man. I want to try to get on with that Boss Hog, man, because you know what I'm saying. I fuck with that nigga real hard, man. You know, because you know, I applied one of the game, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, not seeing a bitch every day, you know what I'm saying? And you don't see a bitch every day, you know, when you do see it, the bitch miss you, you know? And so, yeah, I wanted to fuck with him with that shit. I dig that shit right there, you know what I'm saying? And
well, check this out. Let me tell you the real philosophy behind that. It ain't about that. It's really about being a motherfucking pimp and how you goddamn have bitches. And why you should have more than one bitch. Otherwise, I ain't saying that nigga got that for me, but I know I done told him I had 6-7 bitches. And I'm talking about if I want to fuck one, I'm a fucker, but shit, if I do that, I'm a fuck every day of the week and ain't going to see the same bitch but once a week. So that keeps them wanting to see a nigga. But what that really is doing is keeping you pimping. You know, because if you have one bitch, one or two bitches, you fucking them bitches too much during the week. That's why you got to have hella bitches so you don't fuck with one of them but just once a week. And then you got to have – I was good with 5 or 6 bitches because I had to have one day where I didn't do shit. That's just how it is. That's how I thought. You know, and whatever Boss Hog told you about that is right. You know, you ain't trying to have no motherfucker get used to you. Hey, the reason you believe in some something like a God is because you can't touch him. You just got to believe him.
Yeah.
So you got to keep that understanding in your mind when it comes to women. If they can touch you whenever they want to, then you ain't going to be this mysterious motherfucker. That's why you don't want to see him too often. So that's the whole game behind that. That's the whole game behind that, you know, you fucking a bitch once a week. If you got one woman and you fuck her once a week, you get knocked off. That's all it is to it, brother.
Hey, bud, man, you know, I always say, man, you know, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with fucking some pussy. You just can't be no sucker for the pussy, you know? You just can't let the pussy, you know what I'm saying, move you any kind of way.
Hey, you get the pussy don't get you.
Right.
All right, man. Good shit, man. 409, what's happening?
Hello?
409, there you go. What's up?
I'm on now?
Yeah, you on, bro. Hello? What's happening?
Hey,
yeah.
I got a more like a statement instead of a question. I keep hearing like couple of these dudes coming on here saying they got your course and, you know, but if they do got your course, they not applying what you teaching in that course, because I got the whole first course. And I just hit you up the other day. I should be getting my product probably about a few days from now or something, because
Did you hit me?
I sent in the e-check a couple of days ago, but I went to
you the e-check, yeah.
Yeah, they said it should be getting released in a couple of days, but I got the first course, man. I had your first course for a couple years now, but I wasn't really, you know, deep into it and serious about it until probably about a month ago. And I actually sat down and I started looking at that course, man, and these dudes wouldn't be asking these questions if they got that course and they really serious about it and they believe in the course. I don't think I was believing in the course at first, because I had a whole bunch of other shit going on, you know, and I wasn't serious about the course. But when I sat down and really got serious about this course, man, this is these dudes don't know what they're missing, man.
Hey, bro, I try to tell just about everybody what you just said. It is, you know, you spent your money, so if that's the case, I should be saying fuck you. But no, man, I want you to use this shit. Now, you had it, you say, 2 years, and you just revisited it a month ago. What I'm saying is if you would have revisited it 3 or 4 months in after you got it, you would have started seeing what you really kind of see now. Because when you look at it the second time, wasn't it a lot more shit in it that you didn't see at first?
It was a lot more shit, and I paid attention to everything you was teaching. At first, I was skimming through it. And then I listened to it, and then, like, I might, because you know them videos kind of long. So I listened to some of it, and then I'll fall back off of it for a little while. Then I get back on it, and then I have a whole bunch of other shit going on in my life. And then, you know, I go back to it in a few months, and then, but I would go, and then I forget everything about the first part, and then I'll be on the third part, and then I, you know what I'm saying, I was bouncing around. But then when I sat down and really, really got to it, man, that shit deep, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. And when you get the rest, you'll understand why you needed the rest. I mean, I'm sure you learned a hell of a lot of shit in the first four parts of part one. But when you get 2.0 and 3.0, you're going to see what to do with that goddamn shit you learned. The first part of it is all new shit. And you think, you know, after you didn't learn it and you see it kind of working, you say, goddamn, I can see this shit working. But if you stop there, you don't really get what to do, how to use that shit that you learned, and then it slowly but surely goes away. That's why you need, don't go away, but it slips to you, to the back of your head like it did with you, and just luckily you was, you know, had some tenacity and you went back to it. And when you get 2.0 and 3.0, I want you to start all over with 1.0 before you go to 2.0. And if you could watch, now, since you didn't seen 1.0 two or three times, you might get look at it closer together than the way it's instructed. But, so that when you get to 2.0, all of the shit from 1.0 is fucking fresh in your mind, so 2.0 won't be, you know, speaking French to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, man. And I want to tell all the listeners on here, man, I'm kind of fucked up in my money situation right now, and I begged this man for 2.0 and 3.0, and, you know, he looked out for me.
Listen, man. Let me tell you something. You said some shit to me. You said something about, you asked me for whatever deal, and I told you it wasn't no more motherfucking deal like that, woo-woo. And you said, man, but shit, man. And then you told me about a video I had said, and I went and watched that video, and I did say that price. But it was if you get it all at once right then. And I told you that. And you said, then you told me the truth about where you was coming from financial-wise. And I say, man, this motherfucker's serious, man. So I say, if you hit me right motherfucking now, hey, all you guys listening, understand this. This is what real motherfuckers do. I say, man, if you hit me right now, I had that shit. Before I finished what the fuck I was saying, this motherfucker had hit me. Hey, your shit coming, bro. And you just do what you say you're doing, and you're going to be cool, man. That shit is
I just wanted to get on and let these listeners know, man. I mean, don't bullshit with the course, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm glad you got on, because that's the kind of shit I like that. I mean, that's good, positive shit.
And
I'm putting you back in, man. I got a little more shit I want to talk about. So, I was asking you about, have you ever seen a woman or been with a woman
that while you was fucking her, she was trying her best not to come. No. Because once they give you the pussy, they want all the results or all the reactions or what, whatever expectations they have. So once they give it to you, they're trying to come. The psychology of sex makes the man try not to come. Otherwise, the more that bitch is trying to come, the longer it's going to take her to come. And the more you try not to come, the quicker you going to come. Now, that's the psychology of sex. And why I know it is because I taught my hoes that shit. Yeah, baby, make sure you make it very difficult for that motherfucker to get in there, make it like he can't stay in there, and by the time, you know, two or three strokes, he didn't come, and it's over. And my bitch tell me, damn, I didn't even know that, or whatever the fuck they said. What I'm telling you is there's a psychology to sex. And if you don't know the psychology, you're going to get played by it. I've been played by it. I didn't been in the wrong frame of mind several times, especially since I've been off my, you know, I ain't really been about this pimping, you know, because being a pimp, nigga, keep you sharp. But, you know, I didn't slip here and there and, you know, didn't do the best, you know, service to a bitch. I don't give a fuck. Get your ass up. I don't really care, but I know the psychology of sex. The more you try not to, the quicker you're going to do it. And the more you try to do it, the harder it's going to be to do it. And that's the dynamics of our sexual interactions. And you got to get control of that. And you can't get control of that until you accept that it exists. Maybe you know now. See, afterwards, after you get to fucking with the bitch, whatever she thinks she needs, she feels nothing about asking you for it because she probably didn't get to come. And you know, she's just going to act like everything's cool because she know you can't. Her job is done. She's attracted you, got you in the bed, made you come. Now she can, you know, do whatever the fuck. You can't really do shit. You stuck. You know you didn't came. You know, this bitch might not have came and shit. You stuck. Sitting up there waiting for her to start demanding. What I'm saying is this. I don't think the bitch wrong for thinking the way she think. Because to her, her pussy is worth something more than to be fucked in. My question is, why can't your motherfucking ass think that way? What good reason do you think for you to not think your dick has more value than the pump in a woman's pussy? I mean, I would really like to know. I'm not talking about asking for money because you sexed her up, but I'm talking about getting something that you need done. I mean, if you a pimp, you already got paid, so you don't need no money to sex this bitch up. She pay you every day. So all of this bullshit that you letting go through your head is bullshit. I made sure I had something I needed done or bought or something before I had sex with any woman after I got out this pimp game. Because I know a motherfucker got to have something that bitch can do for you. I know you have two heads, just like I got two heads. But you got to make sure you let the head on your goddamn shoulders do the thinking. I know all you motherfuckers want pussy as much as I do. But the beautiful thing about me getting pussy is I get it when I want it. Maybe not every goddamn time I want it, but I get it basically when I want it. And the woman involved feels quite lucky to be with my motherfucking ass. Every time. When a woman knows that you're ruled by the right head, it reduces her reasons to be jealous when you out on the town. It just does. A lot of the insecurity the women you fuck with experience is because she knows you don't have any fucking principles and you'll let a broad coax you into anything. All she got to do is let you see her nipples and you trip it. You do know the number one reason your woman or the women you've been with don't trust you is because you showed her you're ruled by the wrong head. You do know that, don't you? When you let a motherfucker see you ruled by your dick, that bitch ain't never trusting you. Having a woman know all about your other women and still be highly excited when she sees you is an incredible turn on for any real man. And any real woman, once she accepts that shit, is just as excited. The shit I speak of is the greatest asset for your mentality or confidence, knowing that you could deal and handle women. You could deal with and handle women. It makes you see that you are in control of any situation you get involved in. The woman sees you're going against the grain the normal dudes go through, and she's also able to see you're not afraid to think. You got to trust and believe that thinking allows you to see that for any 5 problems, there's 50 goddamn ways to solve them, all of varying degrees of severity. And tonight, I mean, we're exploring, you know, what doing the right thing means. You just got to make sure you revisit the archives, especially this show. This is a good show. And you go back and see how focused I am when it comes to giving you a complete picture of something important. I don't just barely give you a picture. I go into detail about what I'm saying because I want you to know what I'm saying. 318, what's going on?
Hold in a little
wait,
early. I'm back outside.
Okay,
hey,
what's
man,
up,
I
bro?
I called in a little bit earlier. Basically, I want to touch on a question you asked a little earlier at the beginning of your show, and what you asked was, the way I heard it anyway, was you was basically saying, you know, what do guys these days think women think of them? And I got a pretty good or simple answer to that, and I don't know how much TV you watch. I don't know if you touch on this topic because I haven't really listened to you for that long, but basically – you know, if you just turn the TV on to any channel, any commercial, and it's going to show the a backwards relationship, you know, it's going to show, you know, the man looking real stupid and, you know, the wife, she's going to be smart and she's going to be one making all the decisions. And, you know, it's just going to, it definitely brainwashes these young guys, especially, you know, my generation and you know, thinking of it all wrong, like thinking that the women are the ones that we need to be fighting for and that they're the ones that are, you know, the leaders and things like that.
Well, I mean, you're right. It's all a part of the brainwashing, and it's all a bigger agenda. But you know, dudes see that. Dudes like me see that. And we just can't wait till that commercial is off, if that's the case, because we see where it's at. We know what it's doing. We know where they're coming from. And there's nothing we can do about it. But you can do something about it by making sure you think the right shit when you see that shit, and when some bitch is talking to you or meets you or whatever and start representing any of that goddamn bitch take control shit, you know, wait a minute, how come you ain't asking me where I want to go? Hey, look, bitch, because I'm telling you where to go. You know what I'm saying? You got to check them. Just do the right thing, man. Yeah.
Hey, I feel you, man. The girl I'm with now, we've been together for about 3 years now, and you know, at the beginning, I always had to remind her, you know, she would ask me stuff like you just, like the example you just gave me, you were like, oh, why don't we going to go where I want to go, you know, stuff like that. You know, I always had to remind her, you know, at the very beginning, you know, like, hey, this isn't just a TV role. This ain't a TV relationship. You know, this ain't a relationship that you and all your friends, you know, used to have and that your friends have nowadays. I mean, you know, it ain't nothing like that.
Let me tell you something, bro. I have the feeling that you are a very conservative, goddamn square motherfucker, but I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm just saying it seems like you completely, you know, abide by the rules. And at first, I didn't really like what you were saying, although I was agreeing with what you said. But as I talked to you, and especially the second time, I realized that what I say is true. Motherfuckers from all walks of life can have real nuts. And at first, I was thinking you didn't have them. I just wasn't going to say nothing because you didn't say nothing overtly exposing that. And I would have been assuming it. And I'm glad I didn't say nothing because what you said, the last couple of things you said, I got respect for you, bro, because it sounds like you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hey, hell yeah, man. Hey, I'm glad to be a part of the show, man, and call in. I'm going to keep listening, but I'm going to go back inside to work, man. I appreciate you.
Do your thing, man, and call in on Thursdays or Sundays, same time, same number.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Larry.
All right, brother. You be cool. See, that kind of stuff is good shit for me. You know, because just like sometimes I get the call from the guy from Japan, and people don't, you know, really believe he's in Japan or whatever. He really there, and he's really doing what he's learning, and he's doing it. Last time he called, I told him to do whatever, some shit, and he went out and did it. He called me like 10 minutes after the show telling me how that shit works and how he was so excited about it, he think he blew it. But I'm going to let him tell you his story when he call in. But let me tell you guys something. You can continue to hide behind the fear that you have of me trying to use you, or you can see that I'm genuine in what I do. And I'm genuine in what I say for you to do that works. I'm really happy when alumni call me and speak on my course like that brother just did, because it verifies that it works. The downside of that is I get such good compliments that some of you motherfuckers think I pay people call on to come on and say that goddamn shit. I don't pay these motherfuckers. I mean, you can believe me if you want to. Money is important, of course, but it would have to be hella important for me to pay people to come on and bullshit you. And it's too many motherfuckers come on here and tell you how I give them deals. You know, anyway, it doesn't matter. If you notice, they all say the same things about what they experience when they're out. If you guys who have reservations will allow your mind to get past I was a goddamn pimp and get to the fact that I have transferred all of that game I have onto a platform you can conform to, if you could do that, you would win. I'm not your enemy, and the game I share is an asset to you. Just take any one of the tools I've created, and you can hear me use my own conversation. And more importantly, I tell you exactly what the effect is I was looking for when I used it. Because if you talk and you're not looking for a specific reaction from what you say, then you're just talking. I look for specific reactions, which lets me know that that bitch is listening to me. If you take what I show you and put your own spin to it, I think you'd have a chance to get that woman you want. I'm talking about the psychology of what you are doing when you can like me. Not me, but thinking as I do. Earlier when I said five problems can have 50 ways to solve them, what I meant was whatever the situation, I'm not going to be stuck trying to straighten it out with one lucky way. I know I'm going to find a way that fits me and will make me look and feel like the shit as I solve whatever problem is. Now, when you out and you doing as you please with a woman, it makes you feel marvelous. It makes you feel, grand. You can't imagine what thoughts go through your mind when you have that woman doing what you want her to do. And this ain't no sexual shit I'm talking about. I'm talking about a woman listening to me and following all of my leads, you know, kind of let me see she's, you know, going for my conversation. You don't know what that does for your mentality. You're not supposed to do nothing that's going to weaken you or your position. So naturally what you do should strengthen you. And I'm able to think of a way to do something to
handle something that will be very comfortable for me as well as confident building. Now, excuse me, none of this means everything I do. Soon as I shoot my arrow, I hit a bullseye. No, that's not what I'm saying. I just will never allow some other person's thoughts to determine what the fuck I do, and neither should you. I don't think you should get used to listening to somebody else's shit who doesn't even think like you. Well, I guess you might ask, why should I be listening to you? You should be listening to me because I'm trying to improve your confidence in believing in you. I'm not trying to build your confidence in believing in me. You don't hear me telling you what to do. Only things to think in order to make a decision on your own about what to do. That's all you hear me talking about. I believe in empowerment. And the best way to empower a motherfucker is to show him how to do it. You heard, you know, those saying you could feed a village for a day, but then you could teach the village how to fish, and they could fucking feed themselves for a lifetime. That's what I believe. If a person is hungry and I feed him, he's full for a meal. But if I teach him to hunt, he can feed himself and his family. And once you adopt this philosophy, this way of thinking, once you adopt this basic principle that I teach in the course, which is believe in yourself, maintenance is easy. Everything you think should be to build your confidence. Even when you're thinking unsure shit, it should be building your confidence. The course shows you how not to be sure, you know, at the moment, and still make the right choice based on what's best for you because you're confident in what you think about yourself. 251, I see you. Let me get you. What's up?
What's up, bud? Yo, it's been a long time since I listened. But I was going back through, I actually bought your courses last year, and I was trying to re-up on them, get back into them. But I was hitting the links, and all of them seemed to be going nowhere, messing up.
Hey, hit my Ask Rosebud email. Do you still have the email sent you?
Yep.
Okay, as long as you got the email to show me that I sent you the shit, I'll send you all the links.
Appreciate it, man. Right on time.
Okay, for sure.
All right, look.
All right, see, once you've actually taken the course, you're going to find that you're no longer afraid of the problems that can occur with a woman or in your life. You'll begin to see those problems as the building blocks that's going to help you to make you the man that you want to be, instead of allowing them to keep you from being the man. You want to be. The only reason confidence has eluded your motherfucking ass for so long is you have not really pursued it in earnest. You just keep saying you're going to be more. No, my course don't let you say it. It makes you do it. The one thing that you're thinking right now that isn't wrong is make too many mistakes. She's leaving you, and you'll miss her altogether. Yeah, that's correct. Knowing this should make you afraid. I mean, excuse me, knowing you should not make you afraid. It should build you up. Unless you know you're going to make more mistakes. I mean, the only way you could be afraid of making too many mistakes and losing the woman, is if you know you're going to make a lot of mistakes. That's why my course is so dope. It makes you so confident in what you think until it's almost impossible that you would even think you're making a mistake. Your thoughts are the only thoughts that matter. They should be the only thoughts that matter to you, and that bitch is going to love that about you the more she notices it. Don't listen to the motherfuckers who say that you're being inconsiderate, because in my course, there's a fucking section on how to reciprocate what you're receiving. Otherwise, when you got a good woman doing good things, there's things you can do to show her you appreciate it, gratitude for it, and you still got both your nuts. As long as you're giving as much as you receive, you're not being inconsiderate. There's no way you're going to be treated as close to being a god as humanly possible without giving as much as you receive. And when I say God, I'm not talking about Jesus Christ, religious God. I'm talking about an entity that's almighty. You don't have to go overboard in any one thing you do for, as long as it's done from the heart. As you're catching this woman, she is seeing your confidence and witnessing how well it suits you. You got to understand, this shit I'm saying is, if that's the case, soft as far as how it sounds, but it's hard because I'm on my ABPs and I'm playing, and I'm playing my motherfucking hand, and I'm doing all this shit for a result, and I'm going to get in the end, which makes me down and dirty. Don't make me soft. It makes the motherfucker that's witnessing this part of what I'm doing that very well may be solved as solved, but in the overall play that I'm making, I'm creating a situation where I'm going to have this bitch. Yeah, you better believe it. There's no fucking way that you can get this shit that I'm talking about unless you believe what I'm talking about. You know, you ain't got to do no whole bunch of shit, great shit. You just got to do the shit that you do really, really well. As you catching this woman, you know, she just see how well the way you think fits you. You let the bitch know that you don't care if she doesn't want to deal with you. You let her know your only goddamn concern should be is if she want to deal with you on your terms. Now, when you bold enough to tell her or show her that's it, she's going to be yours forever. You don't supposed to say, bitch, bitch, bitch. You don't supposed to do that shit. You're supposed to let her know that this is something that she needs to understand. And you need to understand this too. You don't catch because you don't have the confidence to stand on a particular thing or principle. So you got to let the bitch know that that's one thing you have in the aces. You're able to stand on your principles. And this is really a serious point you need to consider, because if you don't have the principles, it makes you appear to be weak. Now, when women pay attention to me speak with them, all they see is confidence, and it lures them to me. I don't be telling them lies, and I don't be fantasizing about what I would do if I could be a writer or a rapper or whatever the fuck that you guys be lying to these bitches about. Even the women of the day, they love to be around a man who got a sense of himself. They love a man who can make his mind up and not go a beard while doing it. If you're not going to stand up to her snide remarks or her doubtful statements with your principles, she will see you as weak. She just will. Gotta remember, we're speaking about the psychology of what you're doing to her and you when you're talking to her, getting at her. Remember that. If you do the shit the way I'm explaining it, it'll be like spinach is to Popeye. You have to establish what you want. Now, if you're a gentleman, you have to let that woman know, simply because you're a gentleman don't mean you're a punk. I don't allow no woman to think I'm supposed to do anything. The only thing I'm supposed to do is be me. Now, that does not mean I don't know how to be a gentleman and open the door for the bitch, pull her seat out, rest her jacket, you know, order the line or after I be clear. I mean, I know how to be a gentleman. There is a fine line between being a gentleman and a sucker. And you got to always emphasize you're being a gentleman. You know, as an alpha man, you have to understand that you are the commodity. You're what's valuable and are worth much more to her than she's worth to you. Because you can have seven of her and she can't find another motherfucker like you. Not that there isn't one, she just can't find them because they're rare. And one key point to remember, the woman is supposed to wait on you hand and foot. You got to understand that hand and foot. Trey, you know, I'm sorry, man. I didn't went damn near through all my points and shit. I didn't ask you about it. Well, oh, matter of fact, you must have bust before I came on at first, huh? Yeah, you did. Okay, good. I know you did, motherfucker. I know you take care of your goddamn business. You ain't fucking with no goddamn motherfucker. So if you're getting anything from me, I know you're going to take care of your business. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, man. If I didn't learn anything, I did learn that.
Hey, that motherfucking 313 came on. I'm going to see what he wants. What's up, 313?
What it do, bud?
I'm good. Excuse me. What's up, sir?
I just got one request, man. We want to hear the whole song, man. When the song come on, we want to hear the whole thing, man. Can you let it run off
which
tonight
one?
Or what?
What, Macaholic?
Macaholic, you know it. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we just got a loop. We don't have the whole song.
Oh.
Trey, we don't have the whole song, right?
We do not have the whole song loaded, but what I will do for you, sir, I will load the whole song up for the next show. You call in and you request me to play it, I'll play that whole song for you.
Hey, the next
show, man,
call
know
in,
what with the whole
call in
yeah.
for Macaholic and call in for Make It Bounce. Hey, Trey, load both of those. Hey, you guys, we got 5 minutes to go, but I'm finna check out. Trey gonna, you know, take you home with some good licks, some music. What I want you to understand about me and Trey, we down and dirty for real. What we gonna do, we gonna do it. I mean, we gonna do it with or without you. I want it to be with you. But what I'm saying is nothing gonna stop us because we got a vision and we seeing it. We got the gear coming. We gonna blow YouTube up with videos because I got hella shit to say. And this motherfucker keep telling me, man, you need to be saying that shit to other people. Fuck that Trey told me, fuck that Facebook shit. I said, but Trey, Facebook is good, man. Fuck that shit. We finna do some real big shit, bud. I said, okay, let's do it. And look at me. Take it away, Trey.
Yes, sir. Once again, you guys, check Rosebud out on that YouTube channel. You go up to YouTube. You put Real Talk with Rosebud with no spaces, and you're going to see a little circle with Rosebud in. You click in that circle, and you're going to see a plethora of games he's dropping, okay? He's dropping something almost every day. I don't think I've seen where he hasn't dropped nothing for a day or so, I don't think. Now, I think when he got this new bed, he took 24 hours off or something like that, I think. I'm not sure, but I think he still even got one in to tell you how soft the bed was. But, yeah, check him out on YouTube. Once again, if you guys are interested in any web design, stuff like that, you know where to go for that. That's at the beginning of the show. But I'll tell you again, in case you want to know, contact me at treylavishdirect@gmail.com. And, yeah, man, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. And you guys really do need to stay on them YouTubes because pretty soon,
We got that gear
coming, and we're going to be doing some private stuff. So if you guys ain't up on it on the YouTube, you may not hear what's cracking on the private stuff. So
cologne!
So subscribe. Don't forget the cologne, too. That's a bitter dose. That shit is fire. That shit is flying off the shelves. Y'all need to get some of that, too. So when you go out with your lady during Christmas time, you're smelling nice and pretty. You know what I'm saying? So That's it, man. You know, thanks for listening to the Down and Dirty 101 show. Go to the website, downanddirty101.com. Also, AskRoseBlood.com. And we are out of here, man.